The more you understand the word and correspondences, the more you will understand what presents in your senses so far as the universe around you is concerned. So it still comes back to the word as being the best source of spiritual knowledge, if you like, in regard to the Lord. So what you see in the world around you is governed by your understanding of these truths that have been drawn from the word. The two things are related. We have to be careful that we're not trying to dismiss the text. You know, so the text is the Lord in his second coming. That's what it is. I mean, we can't escape that from Swedenborgian context. So, and often what I find is that where the emphasis is placed on the text, then people will often say, yes, but the Lord is so much more than that. Well, yes and no, because we have no knowledge of the Lord without the word. You know, if we didn't have the word in the world, there would be no knowledge of the Lord. So, yes, creation. Well, think about it like this, Michael. Your perception of what is without is really governed by what is within. So it is the Lord that does the seeing and constructs within our perception or within our sensory perceptions this thing that we call the outer world. But that how we understand what we see is definitely linked back to our understanding of doctrine.